Hey guys, Dancho Dimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. Guys, I'm losing it. Somehow too many things are happening and I'm kinda forgetting. There are occasions where like something happens and I'm like, this is a perfect for a podcast, and at that point I don't have the phone next to me or something, and then I'm like, what was that nice idea about the podcast? And it's gone. So I should start at least writing them down, because sometimes I really have some good points that I want to share with you guys. Anyhow, for today, book. Financial freedom, done. Man, I don't think people understand how hard it is to write a book. And actually, I still naively think that it's easier and I get myself into it and it's getting hard. I mean, if you think about it, the writing part is the easiest part of publishing a book. Over the course of a week in Malta, a few here and there, I actually finished the book. Then, actually me going all over the book and adding quality layers and improvements and stories and structure, it took me 6 to 9 months. Just me, myself, editing my own thoughts took me so much time. Then I went to the Grammarly. It killed me like 10,000 mistakes, which I had to fix. Then I had Buba, our editor in BSB, to go over it. She found so many mistakes that I had to go one by one to correct it. At that stage, I had my first draft version of the manuscript. So then I hired a UK editor to go over the book, and she killed me with all the changes that she made, like more than 10,000. And I was exhausted, and I had better readers, like 10, and they found some weird stuff that there is no way I could have found them on my own. So I had to go over 10 times over each one of their comments and going over the book and trying to address majority of their concerns, and they were legit. So then I had to hire a proofreader to go over the book with another 7,000 edits, like this time is passive, this time is present, the comma should not be here, it should be here, and man, I'm exhausted. And then I said, you know what, now it's finished, but I'm gonna take the self-publishing route because I want to learn so many new things. Then I got the designer, Martin. We've created 30 different designs inside the book. Like every chapter starts with a design. Inside, whenever I'm making something more complicated or a numbering, I'm creating a design. Every time I'm telling something more complicated, I'm creating a design. 30 designs. Just that. Imagine that for each design, I had to go with the designer. Luckily, Martin is a good guy. But give him the creative. He starts creating a first version. Then if I like it, perfect. He finalizes it. If I don't, he goes back. He redoes it. But 30 images. I mean, I died. Then we finally got to the cover page, where we got back and forward, back and forward. And then I got stuck in the title. 3 months. It's not like I was doing that full time, but 3 months I was focused on the title in order to figure out the perfect title. And finally, when I thought that was done, I was like, now I can just put it on Amazon and that's it. Well, typesetting. I mean, who invented typesetting? And yeah, everybody were like, no, Dancho, just outsource it. Pay someone to do the typesetting. And I was like, yeah, but if I actually pay someone, they're going to just do it and I still won't learn how to do it. Luckily, Amazon has a really nice KDP Academy that I had to learn. But typesetting, I never knew that how much the margin should be, how much the picture should be from the left or the right. Hypernation, it's a key thing. And then how to skip if it's an empty page. And that, you have to sort it all in Microsoft Word. The hardest part was, honestly, there was a pattern that every chapter needs to start on the right side. So now Ward needs to decide that if the chapter is starting on the right side to do nothing, but if the chapter is supposed to start on the left side of the book, then to purposely leave a blank page in order to push it to the right side. I was amazed that you can do that in Microsoft Word. Anyhow, I survived the typesetting, and that was another 20 times going back and forward over the book. And finally, I set it up on Amazon. So, no more work, that's it. I clicked the submit button. That means that I'm officially done. And that is a huge relief. I mean, when you write a blog, you type it and you publish it, and that's it. And if you find yourself a typo, you just type edit and that's it. Writing a book means polishing, and honestly, I'm glad that I did all these things, because every time I was getting a better and better book. The final product was getting, with each iteration, it was becoming better and better. So, having said that, now stages are, I've just put it on Amazon, so I hope that they're just gonna accept it and that's it, and I can start promoting it. I've also submitted it for the Kindle version, which it needed a separate version with separate rules, with separate typesetting, which was awful, if you ask me. And then I just thought that, well, for Macedonia, since I'm gonna have a public run, in my previous book I had to order from UK 200 samples from the book in order to do a promotion in Macedonia. Well, now just I found myself a printing company in Macedonia. So what I intend to do is that I'm gonna print 300, 500, 1,000 books in Macedonia for Macedonian market, and it's gonna be printed locally, and for everything else it's just gonna be Amazon. I don't see a way how I can print few thousand books and then I sell it online and then people buy it and then I ship it every day. That's too much of a hustle, guys. But on the other hand, Amazon is like pretty decent. It's like, you know what, we're gonna print it, we're gonna ship it, we're gonna do everything, we're gonna take a commission. I don't intend to get rich from the book, so feel free to take the commission, just take me out of it. So I'm kind of exhausted because it took me really far more. Initially it was like 7 days to write a book, then it stretched to a few months, then to 6 months, then to a year, then to another year. In between, my wife gave birth to Martin. Martin made a year, so that's a lot of time. Anyhow, finally I'm finished. I'm gonna start now with the marketing activities, obviously, because now we need to start saying launching soon, social media, newsletter. If the Kindle version is live, I'm gonna go for the Amazon best-selling campaign, which I already know how to do it. I've done it. Hopefully, I'm gonna get the best-selling title again. But just a reminder and an appreciation for all the authors. Publishing a blog is very simple. Publishing a book, man, only those that actually done it once, they know how hard it is. And don't get me wrong, even if you pay a publishing house, it's still hard, because you know what, they're gonna proofread it, they're gonna give you a version, now you need to go over it, or they're gonna edit it, now you need to go over it. So going over 100 times over the same book over and over again, it's punishment. The only reason why I'm doing it is because I know that with every iteration I'm just building a better book. That was my only motivation. And hopefully one of the coming podcasts, now I think I will start podcasting a bit more, because I have some topics from the book that I want to address and I want to share, and some announcement about the book, and then post book, and I think that I would be able to get back to podcasting. But this period was really painful for me, because I had so many other things that I need to take care, and just I really didn't enjoy going 100 times over the same book. Anyhow, I really hope you're gonna enjoy it, because this time the book is not a B2B sales, which is a technical book. Now it's a self-improvement, how to become a financially free. So if you have skills, why don't you become a freelancer? If you're a freelancer, why don't you become an entrepreneur? Well, if you're an entrepreneur, come on, start a business. But anyhow, I have multiple target audiences and I can build so much content around it. I think that I complained too much on this podcast, rather than like excited, we're gonna launch a book. I'm like, finally, the book is finished. But Anyhow, guys, I really hope you're gonna enjoy the book, and I promise that I should now be back to normal with my podcasting, with more things happening in my life rather than going 100 times over the book. And hopefully you're gonna read the book, hopefully you're gonna see all the effort that I've put inside, and let's start and get everybody to the financial freedom, because at the end of the day, that's the goal. Even when I started the first podcast of Sweet List, is how I grow Sweet BSB into a $1 million company. I think that was even the intro at the beginning. I should go back to episode 1 where I say, "Hi guys, did I make it? Am I a millionaire already?" or something. There was an intro like that. Anyhow, that's all I had for today, guys. I'm driving. There is like an anniversary event that I need to show up. So I just said, you know what, Ancho? Now is the right time, because I'm alone in the car and I can just hit record and start talking. Do have a great day, guys, ahead of you, and let's stay in touch. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.